is in control? That's a question that I think we all need to ask ourselves from time to time. Who is in control? Is it God or is it us? David has come a long way from being a shepherd boy in Bethlehem and the youngest of eight sons of Jesse to being the king of Israel, who has reunited the northern and the southern kingdoms. He's established the capital of Jerusalem, and he has moved the Ark of the Covenant into the city. He has built for himself a great palace, and without a doubt, he is one of the greatest king in the history of Israel. But here in this seventh chapter of the book of 2 Samuel, the writer tells us that the Lord gave David rest from all of his enemies, so that one day he looked out of his palace window onto the tent that housed the Ark of the Covenant. And he thought to himself, I need to build a temple for the Lord. He called in his prophet Nathan and he asked him what he thought about the temple idea. And of course, immediately Nathan said, I think it's great. But that very night, when Nathan went home to go to sleep, God spoke to Nathan. Today you acted more like a politician than a prophet. You didn't take the time, Nathan, this day. You didn't take the time out of your schedule to ask me what I thought. Thus, God gave Nathan a different answer to go back and give to David. So the very next morning, Nathan told David what God really thought. God said, I've never lived in a house, but rather I've been able to go wherever I have wanted, wherever I wanted and whenever I wanted. It's important to remember that a tent was the symbol of the nomadic life. The nomads are always on the move. No one controls them, and they go where they want, when they want. Many years ago, when I had the opportunity to go to the Holy Land, there is an area there that the Bedouin people live in, and they live in tents. They live all over the hillsides, and they are mostly shepherd people. And they travel. They don't stay many places long. They are nomads. We have people that are nomads today. They're called nomad missionaries. Lots of them are retired folks who take and go from mission to mission, from place to place, and they'll live and serve in a place for a while and just have a great time. They're nomads. They have control of themselves. But the question that I ask you today is, why did David want to build a temple? Why did David want to build a temple? Was it out of love and dedication to God, or was it that David now understood that if one builds a temple and puts the Ark of the Covenant in that temple, then one claims that God is always in Jerusalem? Often this is our great temptation. We want to control God. We want to claim that we have all the truth, and we can always predict and explain what God does and why. For centuries, though, Christians have fought amongst themselves, claiming that they have the whole truth. You know, not only back years ago did they fight and argue, we're still doing it today. time. He reveals it to us little by little. He will be there for us. You see, God shows His steadfast love by sending His Son to us through the line of David. That's where we get our Savior Jesus. He came into this world through the line of David. Jesus, born in Bethlehem of the house and the lineage of David, comes to show again how God never abandons us. You see, God used people of outcasts throughout the time to bring His Son into the world. People that came through the line of David who was not really a godly line. People like Ruth, who was a widow, who went and became part of Boaz's family. We see people throughout the church history, throughout the Bible times, that are in the line with Jesus. So he says that God put people in place. He reveals to you and I that it's people everywhere that we are supposed to minister to. Take the time to listen. Take the time to notice our surroundings. Take the time to be a part. You see, Jesus, born in Bethlehem, from the house and lineage of David, comes to show you and I once again how God never abandons us. You see, we've got to look. We've got to take time. We've got to know what's going on around us. We've got to be a little more focused outward instead of being so self-centered and so inward about what's going on within our home, our family, our everything. It's me, 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 when it should be someone else. Take the time to notice what's going on. And I ask you this question: who's in control of your house? Who's in control of your temple? And this is this body that God gives each and every one of us. Who is in control of your house? Who is in control of your temple? Let us pray. Lord,